We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
From the original tax experts, this is H&R Block Online. DIY tax prep designed with you in mind.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, right here at our studio station at the South Point in the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. And of course, here in Las Vegas, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google Phone with your apps that you can get at your app store. KSHP app gets you to listening to us through the radio station and the YouTube app. Of course, you can see and hear us through the YouTube streaming network. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show from our new set here at the South Point. All I can say, folks, it's going to be a lot of fun now as we count down to the Kentucky Derby, because now everything is set in stone. I know there's one more race out there that holds 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, but none of the horses, and there were nine horses entered into the Lexington Stakes on Saturday, none of them with winning 20 points in the race can bump into the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. It's really that simple. So now let's take a look at the horses who have clinched a spot in the Kentucky Derby, as long as they're healthy enough and to get into the race. Remember, we've got 23 days to go until the Kentucky Derby. Here's how the field lines up, the horses that have clinched the spot with their leaderboard points. We got Burnham Square, Sandman, Journalism, Rodriguez, Tiztastic, Tappan Street, Sovereignty, Final Gambit, Coal Battle, Chuck of Gold is the 10th on the list. Then you have Citizen Bull, Owen Almighty, East Avenue, who ran a big race and finishing second in the Bluegrass on Tuesday. You'll have Publisher, American Promise, River Thames, and Flood Zone. Those are the top 17. There are also three international qualifiers that do have a spot if they want to. Two of the international qualifiers have already accepted to come out to the Kentucky Derby. They are Luxor Cafe, who is a son, an offspring of American Pharoah, and Admire Daytona, who won the UAE Derby. So those two have already, confirmed that they're coming. All right. So the last of the European international qualifiers yet that hasn't confirmed yet is Heart of Honor. If Heart of Honor confirms, then that'll be the field. If not, waiting to find out, in 21st spot will be Flying Mohawk. And then all the others on the list on down need dropouts in the original 20 to get into the Kentucky Derby. So that's how it looks right now as far as the Kentucky Derby leaderboard is concerned. And that is it. That's going to be it. Now, they had the final Kentucky Derby Parimutuel Future Book Pool that happened over the weekend. And, of course, is the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool, the Parimutuel Pool. But those odds are now locked in. And so as we look at the Future Book Pool, the favorite on the board at 8-1, I believe, no, make that 5-1, is Journalism. Journalism closed at 5-1. He'll pay $12.88 for every $2 should he win the Kentucky Derby off of the Kentucky Derby Future Wagering Pool 6. Citizen Bull is at 8-1. He'll pay $18. And Sandman is at 9-1. He'll pay $20.70. The rest of the horses are big. You have some other horses like Baeza is 53-1. Barnes is 16, but neither one of those two have been qualified to get into the race. As far as horses that are qualified to get into the Kentucky Derby that are on the list, how about Chuck of Gold? He's 60-1. He'll pay $122.30 if he wins. The European, one of the Europeans that are coming over, Luxor Cafe, closed at 19-1. He'll pay over $40 to win. Owen Almighty is 48-1. So you get the picture, really. And listen to this, Rodriguez, who won the Wood Memorial, he closed at 62-1. He'll pay $126.76 if he wins. Sand Devil is even a higher price. He closed at 124-1. He'll pay $250.60 in this future book pool should he pull the upset in the Kentucky Derby. Sovereignty is 9-1 as well. He's 21.40 to win. And all other three-year-olds outside of the 39 positions in the future wager, they'll pay 26-1. But it doesn't look like any one of those, all others, will get into the field anyhow. And that is the Kentucky Derby future wager as it sits. And now that's closed. So we don't have any more future wagers to go. No more points that will mean anything for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That is set to go with 23 days to go to the Kentucky Derby. Want to mention a few things now. I want to invite you personally, and the entire team here wants to invite you to join us for the Kentucky Derby here at the South Point. It'll start off with our now annual Kentucky Derby preview show that'll only be on the YouTube streaming network. That's the only place that you'll get the Kentucky Derby preview show. It'll be the Wednesday before the Kentucky Derby. That's April the 30th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It'll feature, of course, John Lendo, our in-house handicapper here, Jonathan Hardoon as well. He'll be here, and a host of other handicappers. That's our Kentucky Derby special show that'll be on this YouTube network, only on this YouTube network, and that'll be on Wednesday, April 30th at 3 p.m. Then we'd like you to join us for the Kentucky Derby seminar. That'll happen on Kentucky Oaks Friday. That, of course, is the first of May. Friday, May 1st, the Kentucky Derby seminar featuring Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo with me in the Grandview Ballroom, the Grandview Lounge, in the Grandview Lounge that's adjacent to the Racebook. It is free of charge. And we're going to start about 6 o'clock in the evening, right after the races are done on the West Coast at Santa Anita and the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing at Churchill Downs. We'll go over the Kentucky Oaks and then delve right into the Kentucky Derby and any key other races that the handicappers like on Derby Day with horses that they really like in those races. So the seminar is going to be a little bit broader than just the Kentucky Derby and, of course, your questions as well. It'll be live in the Grandview Ballroom. That is free of charge. I keep saying that. The Grandview Lounge. In the Grandview Lounge. It's the lounge next to the Racebook. Now, the Grandview Lounge has seating. It's a regular lounge where they have entertainment in the evenings, and we're going to take over on stage that Friday night. You can come in. It's very comfortable. You can sit there. You can spread out with the cocktail tables and all that and have a drink or two on us. And, of course, that'll be in the Grandview Lounge adjacent to the Racebook on that Friday night, May 1st at 6 p.m. Then following that, all the work that we've done and all the excitement that will be building up will happen here at the South Point in the big, big ballroom, the big ballroom upstairs on Kentucky Derby Day. You know, if you've been here before, you know how great they got that thing set up with those huge screen TVs like movie theaters. TVs all around the big ballroom, plus betting windows, food and beverages with discounts, as you know. They're going to have a hat contest as well. Again, that was always fun. That was fun last year. So bring your best Derby hat with you, a hat contest that's going to produce a lot of, it'll be producing cash prizes, and then a lot of different fun things along the way, some fun drawings yet to come as well. All of this that I just told you is all free, F-R-E-E, free. Everything is free, including parking your car. So we invite you to join us here at the South Point to celebrate the 151st Kentucky Derby starting on the 30th of April, Wednesday the 30th, with our special program here on the YouTube streaming network. I can tell you it's going to be a lot of fun because now that we know the horses that are eligible to go, this is really going to be a very competitive and interesting Kentucky Derby to dissect, that's for sure, and it'll be a lot of fun, the Kentucky Derby celebration here at the South Point. And we'd love for you to come out and, join us, not only that, but in the Kentucky Derby party the day of the race, stop by our table. We'd love to say hi to you and answer any questions that you might have, okay? And I can tell you that in the last couple of days here in the South Point, watching the races at Keeneland, those special days of racing that they had at Keeneland, I ran into a lot of listeners and customers that said hi and all that stuff, including Jack. Jack's a guy that was really adamant to us. He loved our show, and I just want to say hi to you, Jack, out there, and all of the folks that said hi to us in the last couple of days. All right, time to get busy. First of all, let me take a quick recap, a real quick recap of what happened since we were last on the air. First of all, yesterday at Keeneland, the last pick five. You ready for these numbers? $5.48, $50.84, $9.50, then $14.36, and the last race winner paid $95.56. Oh, yeah, you know it. It was huge. The pick five paid $57,313.63. The pick four of those last five, that paid over $20,000. And by the way, that $95 winner was trained by Mike McCarthy and ridden by Santa Anita's leading rider, Juan Hernandez, who was out there riding at Keeneland yesterday. Irad Ortiz Jr. had a couple of wins. He won the sixth race at $9.50, came back in the seventh race for Todd Pletcher and paid $14.36. Brian Hernandez had a couple of winners, winning the first for Jenna Antonucci, paying $16.84, and the fourth race for Kenny McPeak, paying $5.48. Trainer Peter Erton had a winner with Flavian Pratt. They were the favorite in that race, paying $3.24. Tuesday at Keeneland was the big day. That was Bluegrass Day. Brad Cox had three wins on the card. He won the first race with Flavian Pratt at $5.46, came back in the third race with Flavian Pratt, and he paid $4.52, and came back in the fifth race with Joel Rosario, paying $5.50. There was a terrible accident that happened in the second race on Tuesday at the track, and that was Fateful Delight, who was the favorite in the race, was moving, turning for home, was moving behind horses, but the horse shifted out erratically, and unseated jockey Luis Saez. Saez went down. He tried to stay on the horse, but he went down, and he was hit by a horse while he was on the ground there. Now, he was sent to the hospital. They did preliminary, examinations, etc. Did not break any bones, but they said he was really sore the next day. So we're waiting to see when Luis Saez returns to riding. It was a miraculous that he didn't get hurt worse than that, but Louis is just sore. Mark Cassie went on to win the race with Jose Ortiz with Tomasello paying $7.90. That was Cassie's first win. Cassie came back to win the Appalachian Stakes with Jose Ortiz as well. They together had their second wins together with Nitrogen winning the Appalachian paying $4.40, outrunning Vixen and Fiona. In the Commonwealth on Tuesday, Extra Anejo gave Flavian Pratt his third win of the day. Steve Asmussen, the trainer there, at $10.14, and outrunning Montesino and Hoist the Gold. In the Madison Stakes, the winner there was Positano Sunset, Julien Le Perreux for Ian Wilkes, $30.62. The Shakertown was won by Think Big, paid $22.14. That was a key horse on Jonathan Hardoon's sheet on Tuesday. Mike Stidham, the trainer there, $22.14, winning the Shakertown, outrunning Rogue Lightning and Edmund. In the Bluegrass Stakes, the big race with 100 Kentucky Derby points, the winner there was Burnham Square, who came from last to first in winning that race under Brian Hernandez, giving Ian Wilkes his second stakes win of the day, paying $10.48, outrunning the early pace setter East Avenue, who put up fast fractions throughout this race on the lead and held tough to finish second. Eastern Avenue finishes second. His connections say that they're still on the fence whether they'll come back in the Kentucky Derby or not. Finishing third in the race with River Thames. And as far as the picks at Keeneland on Tuesday, the pick five paid $10,324.39. And remember, Keeneland in the pick five has those consolations. The consolation four paid $75.15. Consolations on those big ones on yesterday, four out of five paid $145.15. In the early pick five, that paid $34,316.70. And that late pick five that paid $57,000 I was talking about, fours, the Consolation Fours paid $171.96. Nice to see Consolations in the pick five, certainly when they pay that big. Monday at Keeneland, real quick, the Ashland Stakes for the three-year-old fillies was won by La Cara. She went wire to wire under Dylan Davis for Mark Cassie. She paid $20.16 and got 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Second in the race was Take Charge Milady, and Mahima finished third in the race. Other stakes races on the card, the Lafayette Stakes won by Colliquil for Manny Franco and George Weaver, paying $2.70 as the favorite there. The Transylvania Stakes won by Test Score, Manny Franco for Graham Motion, paying $21.48. And at Keeneland on Sunday, the Palisade Stakes won by Normandy Coast, Ben Curtis aboard there for Eddie Keneally, paying $7.24. This horse was bet down from 20 to 1. And in the Beaumont Stakes, a winner there was Verity. Vincent Charminaz aboard for Verity, paying $14.26 for Ian Hardy. And in the those were the two stakes races on Sunday at Keeneland. At Santa Anita on closing day now, you know, the whole week for this week is going to take a short respite while they wait for the Hollywood Park meeting to start. But at Santa Anita, Hector Barrios continues on the turf. He won the 10th race on the turf for Hector Palma at $3.80. The John Sheriff Stakes was won by Supersonic Blue going wire to wire for Edwin Maldonado and Neil Drysdale, paying $19.80. And Juan Hernandez, who was the leading rider at Santa Anita, capped off the last day with three wins. He won the third race for Jeff Mullins at $2.60, the sixth race for Patty Gallagher at $5 even, and the seventh race at for Bob Baffert, paying $4.20. One last note, Aqueduct on Sunday. Jonathan Ardoon gave us a winner when he was last with us on Sunday at Aqueduct, charging Aereo. That horse paid $8.50 for that win. We got a lot to cover today. We got Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, we got Rich Eng, we got Jerry Jackowitz, and we got Mr. Colucci. That's right. Dwayne Colucci will be with us as well. So we got to get out of here and get the first break. When we come back, your racing menu and on with the handicappers. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, a couple of quick notes for you as far as news is concerned. Like I said, Luis Saez is day by day. We'll wait and see if he comes back quickly. Maryland Thoroughbred Racetrack Operating Authority gives Maryland 2 years left before the racing authority is dissolved there. So we'll wait and see what's going to go on at Maryland there. As far as the upcoming weekend, the Apple Blossom Stakes at Oaklawn has seven in it, and the prohibitive 2-5 favorite there will be Torpedo Anna. The Count Fleet has seven in that, and of course the Lexington has nine in that race, but nobody in that race, even winning that race, can get into the Kentucky Derby as far as the points are concerned. Now let's get started with your racing menu for today, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times on this racing menu are that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books. If you're listening anywhere else in any other time zone, adjust to it, to the Pacific time zone, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. The racing menu. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Eight races today. First post time is at 9:15 at Mahoning Valley. And they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $18,619. First post time Mahoning is at 9:15. Gulfstream Park has nine races. Their first post time is at 9:50. Their pick six jackpot carryover is huge. It's $455,070. That's the pick six carryover jackpot pool today at Gulfstream. Their first post time is at 9:50. Keeneland Racecourse continues racing there. First post time is at 10 a.m. at Keeneland. By the way, more storms are going through that area, So keep an eye on that. Keeneland's first post time is at 10 a.m. A couple of carryovers. Their pick six carryover. It's a regular pick six carryover, Keeneland. $45,904. A super high five carryover left over from last night's big long shot. That super high five carryover, $88,162. Nine races today at Keeneland. First post time is at 10 a.m. Aqueduct, the big A, back in business. Their first post time for eight races is set at 10:10 at Aqueduct today. Hawthorne Racecourse has eight races. First post time is at 12:40 at Hawthorne today. And then following that, by the way, they got a small pick six carryover there of $552. Turf Paradise has eight races. They've got two quarter horse trial races, six thoroughbred races, and two of those thoroughbred races are trials for two-year-olds. First post time at Turf Paradise for their eight-race card is set at 12:55 at Turf Paradise. Evangeline Downs has eight races. Their first post time is at 3:30. And we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown, first post time for their nine-race card is set at 4 p.m. All right, time to go out to Mr. Jonathan Ardoon, who is patiently standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're getting kind of used to the new studio and all that stuff there. But let me ask you this. Any happenings at Keeneland since we obviously weren't on until Sunday? A lot happened at Keeneland. Any observations from you?
No, just my usual complaints why they can't have colored saddle cloths in stake races. It's really ridiculous, Ralph. I mean, I was trying to find Burnham Square the other day, and I totally was watching the wrong horse. But listen, that's my fault. But they why can't we get colored saddle cloths? Am I missing something?
Well,
I know people want it. Fans want it. Who makes these decisions?
Well, you know, you and I both know that Keeneland was, they're very traditional there. And if you remember, that was a racetrack for the longest time that never had a track announcer. So if you weren't paying attention, the races could go off and you wouldn't even know it. Finally, they got to the, you know, the
hip 20th
century and got a track announcer. And so now I guess the saddle cloth thing is the same kind of thing, you know?
I mean, it's just annoying. People are really, it's aggravating. It really is. And I mean, for seven races, they'll use saddle cloth colors. And then it comes into the three stake races. Well, you're on your own. Could you only imagine if there was no announcer and there's no saddle cloths? Good luck.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that's absolutely right. And all I can say for that is, how did you lose that winner? Because he was dead last. He was dead last all the way around. All he had to do was follow that horse that was running last when he started circling the field.
That's what I did, but I guess he got caught in a blind switch or something turning for home, and that's what happened. Well, whatever it was.
Well, it wasn't too blind because he got there, that's for sure. That was a nice win by him coming from off the pace, and that was kind of unusual with the way the track conditions have been playing at Keeneland, because it did favor a lot of speed. For example, LaCara went wire to wire in the Ashland a couple of days before that. But, he came and got him. He got them all. That's for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, Ralph, bad news for other speed horses in the Derby, because East End Avenue finally rebounded and, you know, and came up with a terrific performance. And this horse is only going to add more speed to the Derby. So if he decides to go, and it looks like he's going to go, well, you know, it's going to get interesting now.
Well, I got to tell you, if he goes and he goes as fast as he did in the Bluegrass, there's going to be a burn up coming down the backstretch and into the stretch for the Kentucky Derby when it really means something, because he ran unbelievable fractions and never quit. He kept fighting back.
No. Yeah, he put in a terrific performance. But again, remember, the Derby's a mile and a quarter. He's also going to be facing 19 other horses. There's going to be plenty of speed in the race, and he's only going to add more to it, which helps horses like Journalism and Sovereignty and the Cox horse as well.
Well,
Tappan Street.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Of the horses who have qualified now, are cinched to get in the Derby with the leaderboard points, unless something happens to them or their connections don't want to go, because the latest is the connections for Eastern Avenue are still deciding whether they want to go on to the Kentucky Derby or not, possibly because they might see the race the same way you do as far as being crowded on the front end with this horse.
And I'm sure the Owen Almighty camp, which originally was just going to go in the Pat Day Mile, but after winning the previous race, decided to get Derby fever, they may change their mind and come out as well. So, you know, there are going to be some more defections and horses that are on the outside looking in. You know, every day they wake up and hoping someone else defects. You know, obviously they don't want any horse to get hurt or anything, but they're just hoping that the connections reconsider. And that's good for horses trying to get in, I guess.
All righty. Well, you know, we're moving along on this Thursday show, trying to compact what's happened over the last couple of days and our usual Wednesday show. So without any further ado, we'll just get some picks for you from today.
All righty. Let's go to Aqueduct. By the way, slim pickings, to be honest with you, at Aqueduct. A lot of short field, short price horses, some scratches. The weather is beautiful, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at the fourth race today, give everybody a pick five, pick four single, and a pick six single as well. Number two, Tetsu, a 9-year-old gelding from Richard Dutrow Barn, ran very well last time out when making his first start for his new connections. He's listed at 5-2 on the morning line, but he is a single. Number two, Tetsu, wins today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, fourth race, the two horse at Aqueduct. And by the way, you know, I know it's a beautiful day out there, but isn't there, there's a chance of more rain coming in with the storm coming in over the weekend, right?
Yeah, we're going to get hit. We're going to get slammed over the weekend, similar to last weekend, where it actually missed for the most part. It rained a lot at night, and right, the days were pretty good, but they are expecting a lot of bad weather this weekend.
All right, any more picks?
Yeah, what do you mean? Well, let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 9, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Boca Blessing, a 3-year-old filly who makes her first start for trainer Jose D'Angelo. She also gets Lasix today for the first time. Jorge Ruiz aboard to ride 5-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Boca Blessing, wins today's 9th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, and I would imagine you have one at Keeneland.
We do. The 5th race today, 1/16 on the main track. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Smart Mo. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Peter Yurton barn. He had a winner yesterday. This horse has been gelded since his last start. He also gets a rider switch today to Flavian Pratt, 6-1 on the morning line. Full field of 12. I like number 7, Smart Mo, to win today's 5th race out at Keeneland.
All right, folks. Did you notice now I got him conditioned where I said, do you have any more picks? And he's ready for a pick at all the racetracks he does. We got him conditioned now. So thanks a lot, Jonathan. Really appreciate it. You have 3 sheets today or 4?
3. There is only 3 running that I do.
All right. Keeneland, Aqueduct, and Gulfstream, right?
Right. There's no Oakland or
San Diego.
Well, California's closed for another week, so yeah.
Yeah, so take a little vacation then.
Thanks, Jeff. I enjoyed my day off yesterday. I appreciate it.
Until tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Stay safe and be well, my friend. Be well.
All right, we're going to go out to Mr. Colucci, who we usually get on Wednesdays, but we didn't have a show on Wednesday, so we're going to go to Dwayne right now. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you in the new studio there?
We're getting by. You know, we got to do a little tweaking here and there, but I think it's going to work out really fine. And certainly with the big screen behind us, we could do a lot of good stuff for that. Well, Dwayne, it's all done, because no matter who wins the Lexington, they're not going to get enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby. So out of those who have now qualified and are intended on going into the Kentucky Derby, this thing really looks like a wide open event. I know that, you know, journalism and, you know, I like journalism as well, looks like the main contender right now, but there's a lot of good talented horses in this race.
Yeah, definitely. I like journalism too off that last race, but, you know, like I heard John saying, I like some of the horses that may be on the outside looking in. I mean, Baez ran, unbelievable race against journalism, and he's needs some help to get into the race because of the point system. Also, Burnham Square, I mean, you know, he ran fabulous, so we have to take him into consideration, not that he's looking, you know, in to get in. win, but that race was just fabulous on Tuesday in the Bluegrass. He made up, so much ground and maybe a favorable pace scenario, but coming out of that race, who's looking on the outside is East Avenue. I don't know if the connections are going to throw him in. I think he looked fabulous. He was battle tested there, Ralph. That was a telling pace, and he definitely was right there, and I think he proved himself. So Baez and East Avenue are two of the horses that I'm looking at, but I'm not sure if they'll get in the race. Naturally, Sovereignty is going to be there. Sandman is going to be there. But Burnham Square, really, he rectified the problems that he had. And Ian Wilkes said that the distance will be no problem. He really looks strong. Brian Hernandez is one of the great riders. He definitely has been there, done that. He got the double last year with the Oaks and the Derby. So we know he knows how to win. But, I'm looking at those two horses that possibly might not get in. I'm going to watch their status, especially Baez. He needs a lot of help, a lot of defections. But his race was super, in California. So a lot of these horses, they start to mature a little later, Ralph. But you don't know if they could get in because it is flawed point system. And then you have to look at the Preakness. But thus far, Journalism is the best horse, in my opinion. He had to work a little extra in this Santa Anita race, but he got there. He got the job done, and definitely he has a good relationship with his rider. We'll see if Sovereignty and, Junior could get back together on that same page. I mean, he was running real well again in Florida, but definitely the favorites are the favorites, and we'll see if some of these outside horses could get in there.
Duane, I know you guys are going to be preparing for your celebration of the Kentucky Derby. Now we're only 23 days away from it, but I'm sure you guys got a lot up your sleeve for the Derby coming up.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a fabulous seminar Friday night, 6 p.m., the night before the Kentucky Derby on the 2nd. It's going to be myself hosting with the legendary Bob Ike, a legendary Los Angeles, California handicapper, and Jay Privman. I can't say enough about Jay. It's such a pleasure to know Jay. He's such a gentleman. He attended, I think it was like something like 40 straight derbies up until last year, and he broke his tradition by joining us at the Rampart, and it was just a fabulous turn. These guys have so much knowledge, Ralph. It's going to be off the hook, and I know you're going to be doing a lot in the studio. We'll be rubbing elbows. It's such a fabulous time at the Rampart and the South Point leading into the Kentucky Derby, because we really embrace horse racing at these two properties, Ralph, and we can't do it without you as well. We know you promote at a legendary level, and it's just great to slide into the Kentucky Derby at this time of the year. Yep. We're going to have so many different events. If you wager $1,000, I'm going to buy you dinner, Preakness Saturday. If you bet at our property, we're going to have our deli coupons. We have a hat contest, everything going on at the Rampart. It's just fabulous.
Well, and Duane, we hope that you'll come back and join us for the Kentucky Derby special that we'll have on that Wednesday before the Derby as well. Hey, you got a pick for us today?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at Keeneland in race two. I like the six horse, Jimmy the Hat. I like what Catalano does when he adds Lasix. Also, this is a first-time gelding. You get Colby Hernandez in the saddle, all the connections, first-time Lasix, first-time gelding, and the horse has a couple of nice buyers. I think this horse could step into a victory. Like I said, Catalano has a high percentage when using first-time Lasix. I love John's horse as well, the Dutch Row horse in the fourth race. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the Dutch Row horse in the third race at Aqueduct, number six, Tears in Rain. Those are my two selections. I think Luzzi is on both Dutch Row horses today, and he's really starting to ride very well. Learned a lot from his father, Lane Luzzi. He's, he's not as young as he was a couple of years ago, but he's getting acclimated with that Aqueduct surface, mm-hmm. and he definitely knows how to control a horse. This horse looks good off of a Churchill layoff. Quite a few months, but he's got some solid workouts, and Mr. Dutrow knows what to do with his horses. I'll probably be betting a rolling double with Jonathan's horse in the fourth, the two Dutrow horses, and I like that horse in the second at Keeneland as well.
All right, third race at Aqueduct, you like the six, Tears and Rain, and at Keeneland in the second race, you like number six, Jimmy the Hat, and we'll talk to you next week, Duane.
When you have Fios home internet from Verizon, you can get the entertainment you already love for less, like Netflix and Max, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Save on them all. Fios home internet plans start at just $35 a month, only on Verizon.
Hey, everyone. Big heads up. Paleo Valley is running a sale on all their meat sticks right now. You can get 30 sticks for $36, which comes out to $1.20 per stick. But before you go and stock up, first, here's why these are the fastest growing meat sticks.
Thanks for having me on, Ralph. It's always a pleasure. Even though a day later, I love it. You're the best.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. All right, now we're going to go right to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, I got a chatter out there that wants to know one question, but good morning first.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
You probably know the question. Did you hedge a bet in the championship when you had Houston in the future? Did you take a little Florida action?
Well, you know what I did to hedge, Ralph, was on the weekend, not on the championship game, but on Saturday and Sunday, I made a parlay between Houston, Florida, and the University of Connecticut women. So I hit a nice parlay over the weekend, which covered all my expenses for the winter. As far as the championship game, no, I was hung out to dry. I had Houston in my future book, so that was a tough beat.
Well, we know you're handicapping Keeneland throughout the meet there, so you've been working every day for Keeneland, and you got a sheet again today that they can get at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. And, of course, when we have a little more time as we move through the week, I'll ask you about your thoughts about the horses that are now set to go in the Kentucky Derby, of course, if everything stays right and they're healthy, et cetera. But for the players today, where are we going with the pick?
Yeah, you know, I just want to make one editorial comment because I heard you talking with Dwayne and with Jonathan about the Derby and who you like and stuff like that. Well, when you think about it, about 3 weeks out last year at this time, I didn't hear anybody yelling out, "I love Mystic Dan." So, you know, it's wide open and there's a lot of work to do to try to come up with the Kentucky Derby winner. But, yeah, nobody liked Mystic Dan at this point last year. I know I had Forever Young and I got beat by a couple inches there. One of these derbies has my name on it, Ralph. That's for sure.
Well, you know, with the 23 days to go, we got a lot of time to debate. That's for sure. Your pick?
For sure, Ralph. Race number two. Let's go with the number 10 horse, Metalhead. 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has been claimed twice in a row, which is a good sign in horse racing, not a bad sign, especially the trainers that did the claiming. Bill Maury, then Joe Sharp, and now Thomas Morley, who is based out of New York. But this horse has a lot of back class, was claimed for 15, running for 20. This horse has enough back class where Thomas Morley can improve this horse one or two steps. Very dangerous at 6-1. Let's go with the 10, Metalhead, in the second.
All right, second race, you like the 10, Metalhead. Dwayne Colucci came earlier in the second race with the 6, so I got a Scirocco play from you guys today in the second race.
All right.
I'm going to do the Scirocco play exacta box of 6, 10, 10, 6, but you are on number 10. Metalhead. Don't forget a full sheet of Keeneland today by Rich Eng right at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to take our last break of the day because we're really cranking along. And when we come back, well, we got our, you know, two guys that wrap up the show every day. John Lindo and Jerry J are standing by. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Saving money feels right. Just like when things are packed tidy and tight. Get auto insurance that fits your budget and your needs. Save up to 10% when you bundle auto and renter's insurance. Get a quote today.
Time is running out. Snap your W-2 and file your taxes 100% free now. Plus, get your biggest refund. file free now. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040 returns only. Click for eligibility.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this first show in our new studio here at the South Point. Want to bring in now John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Looking good there in the new studio.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things about this studio, that's for sure. And, of course, we're getting into the final stretch, so to speak, getting into the Kentucky Derby. Got a lot happening here at South Point during Derby week, and you're all part of it, my man. You'll be here for the special on the last Wednesday of April, April 30th, of course, the Wednesday before the Kentucky Derby, back for the seminar on Friday and back for the Kentucky Derby party on Saturday, and I'm sure you'll be in studio with us as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can't wait to get out there, and I might make a little stop out there before that Derby weekend, check everything out.
We'd love to have you. You know that all the time, that's for sure. Well, this weekend, the stakes races are a little light. We've got, of course, Torpedo Anna, who's going to be the big favorite in the Apple Blossom, which is a grade one, by the way, for her division. And as far as the Lexington Stakes, even though holding 20 points are the last points that you can get for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, none of the nine horses in the race, even if they won and got the 20 points, will break into the top 20 as far as the leaderboard points are right now. But, you know, with 23 days to go, you never know. There could be defections, that's for sure. In witnessing and watching the races at Keeneland over these days, John, that we weren't on, and certainly on you're doing a Keeneland sheet every day, what were your observations?
Well, first off, hats off to the track superintendent. After all that rain last weekend, the track was in amazing shape. It was sloppy the first day on Sunday, but it was fast by Monday, and it's been fast, and the turf course has been good. And again, the turf course is not waterlogged. They're getting a hold of it. Mm-hmm. So they've got a good surface to race on out there. The racing's been fantastic. We're not seeing a speed favoring main track. I think it's very fair. And it's just fun to watch. Good quality horses running on a fair racetrack. That's for us. That's what I want to see. And, I just thought too, the Bluegrass, that race, they came home pretty slow. East Avenue hung on for second, but they weren't exactly sprinting to the wire. It's going to be tough for those horses. They're going to have to move forward out of that race to get a piece in the Derby.
I can say this, the East Avenue, though, really sizzled the first part of it. We expected him to get a little slower, but he held in rather well. And you're right, the winner, Burnham Square, was the only horse that closed in the race. And as you say, if it was really slow coming home, we might take a look at maybe the winner if they get going crazy on the front end in the Derby, and maybe East Avenue if he goes, but we'll wait and see about that. And then, the Philly counterpart, the Ashland, La Cara goes wire to wire. They just let her go out on the front end, and she never looked back.
You know, it looked like a ton of speed in that race, and they let La Cara make the lead, and that was that, because she did the same thing she did to Tampa Bay Downs. When you give her the lead, yep, she's awful tough. It didn't look like that kind of race on paper, but apparently a few of the jocks read the racing form and decided not to get in the speed duel, and that was that.
In all due respect in that race, yeah, I mean, I thought the race was over at the half-mile pole when they didn't go with her. Just didn't.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, around the first turn, I go, uh-oh, this is going to be different.
I can say this, that, when we're looking at the horses for the Derby, at the beginning of the year and towards the end of the year, with these two-year-olds winning as they were with relative ease and with solid efforts out of the Bob Baffert barn, we thought that Bob Baffert would have a little bit stronger contention going into the Kentucky Derby as he has now. But you hear anything about Citizen Bull? What happened to him in the Santa Anita Derby, and is he going on?
Right now, as I understand it, they're still pointing to the Derby. The only thing that came out of the barn said, well, he just got tired. Well, that's a bad time to get tired in your last prep before the Derby, and it's the first time that he wasn't handed an easy lead and an easy trip, and so it was a little different circumstances, and that's going to be how it's going to be in the Derby, I would think. It doesn't look like anybody's going to be handed an easy lead in the Kentucky Derby. So, to me, he kind of passed an important test there.
Yeah, and, you know, Baeza ran a big race in the Santa Anita Derby as well, and all I can say is, you know, journalism have to overcome a bad trip, I think, by the jockey's decision in the race. But he looks pretty solid right now. It looks like he should be the favorite going in with 23 days to go.
Yeah, if everything goes right, he'll be the favorite in the Derby, no doubt. He's seasoned, he's tactical, and he wants to win, and he'll run a mile and a quarter. I don't have any doubt about that. I didn't like the trip the other day. I don't know why Umberto Rispoli decided to sit behind the maiden on the inside in a small field like that. And when the maiden stopped, he got in a bad spot at the three ace pole, but the horse bailed him out. So just a really good, honest horse. And, you know, we'll go about and talk about him in more detail as we get to the Derby seminar. There are a couple of things there, but he has checked all the boxes so far. That's for sure.
And, you know, Baeza, who sits in 27th place right now, there has to be, you know, six horses defect out of the Derby for him to get in there. But a little too late, I guess, for him.
Yeah, I don't even think at this point, John, Sheriff's is not going to ship there to Churchill Downs. You have to be in a mm-hmm. week ahead of time. And he's not going to ship there unless he knows he's going to be in the race. So at this point, if he's on the outside looking in, they're just going to sit and they'll wait for the Preakness. That's the other goal. If they don't get into the Derby with enough time to get there and get set up.
And Juan Hernandez, a leading jockey at Santa Anita, goes into Keeneland yesterday on a Mike Maker trainee and pays $95 to win in the last race. How about that?
Yeah, he rode three for Mike yesterday. I think he's got another one for him today. Umberto Rispoli's out there with the dark in Southern California this week. We've got a lot of these guys, you know, get out there and make some connections, do a little riding, and you know, spring in Kentucky is nice.
Now, with the Santa Anita dark this week and the break between their Santa Anita winter and spring meet and the Hollywood Park meet, I guess you'll be doing a Keeneland Linda report every day.
Yeah, every day this week, yes. We'll be straight through Keeneland through Sunday, and then we'll do both Keeneland and Santa next week when Santa Anita picks up again on the 18th.
Got a pick?
Yeah, let's go to race six at Keeneland. In the sixth race today, number seven, Roussette, was a game winner on the Tapeta at Turfway Park last time, but he's as good or better on dirt. He has a good race over the Keeneland dirt track. I like these four-year-olds and older against the three-year-olds in these three and up races this early in the year. I think it's a maturity and physical edge. 8-1 on the program. I like this horse right back, number seven, Roussette, race number six at Keeneland.
Sixth race at Keeneland, number seven, Roussette, the seven and the sixth. And, of course, you get the rest of the Linda Report today at Keeneland right here at the South Point in the Racebook free of charge because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Make par, not war.
I like that saying. Because I can't do one and I don't want to see the other. So in any case, welcome to the show. And we're back running at least at Aqueduct today. They say it's a beautiful day out at the Big A.
Yeah, beautiful day. It's the opening day of the Masters. So that's what the whole golf theme is about. So
Jerry, let me ask you this now. We know who's going to be in and who isn't in the Kentucky Derby. Are you forming any opinions with 23 days to go?
No.
Okay. We'll wait for your opinion.
There's going to be workouts. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening. Kind of just going to be open to it all and then let it kind of, as the days get closer, coalesce. Yeah. If you start getting involved now and making opinions, you're throwing yourself off because you start by making an opinion and then you're betting against yourself. And there's nothing there.
Jerry. I said 23 days to go. Everybody's going to change their opinion, et cetera. I just thought at this point in time, what did you think? But if you don't have an opinion, that's
Well, at this point in time, I think the journalism's last race was really impressive and it's a little problematical because I feel like, it was a big effort, but we'll see.
Okay. Enough said, buddy. We got something out of you. Anyhow, let's get to a pick at Aqueduct.
Yeah. Let's go to the fifth today. Number two, Quiet Confidence for Jimmy Ryerson, famous for Unbridled Song. Oh, a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Really impressed in the last race with a really wide, hard race coming off a little freshening. A lot of these horses that come into New York from or anywhere from Turfway Park come in pretty well legged up. So, But I think the horse deserves, this filly deserves another opportunity off of that race. And if we get 3-1 or better, I'm definitely in on her. She's 4-1 in the morning line. I'll take the 2 over the 147, reverse 147 over the 2. The 2, Quiet Confidence. Big effort. Looking for another big effort.
Okay.
A little lower probability.
All right. In the fifth race today at Aqueduct, and that is the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4. In that fifth race, you like the 2, Quiet Confidence. Let's hope she possesses that for us. The 2, Quiet Confidence. And the link-ups are 1, 4, and 7 and reverse. Don't forget, you can get Jerry J's Power Pages right now. And the Power Page Plus, by the way, at jerryjspowerpage.com. And that, you know, he gets all those V horses, pop-out keys, feature plays, and all the other notations that he has on the power page. So make sure you can grab one of those and check it out. Jerry, I guess you'll be sitting in front of the TV set watching a little of the Masters today.
I'll be in front of run in the backyard and chip a little bit and then come back.
Oh, I see. You're gonna get psyched up.
I get excited, you know.
Yeah, get psyched up for the Masters, that's for sure.
Listen, Ralph, I just have to tell you, I'm not gonna be on tomorrow, I don't think, because we're traveling east for the holidays and my mother in law's birthday. So I'm probably off the air tomorrow. So sorry about that, but I'll be back on Saturday from Brooklyn.
All right. Are you going to send us a play at all?
Sure.
Okay. Say it.
Absolutely.
Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.